stage here with No Waves. You've just come off stage. We're getting this live as we're coming in. Hello, guys. Just introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Sai. I'm the bassist.
I'm Angel, and I play guitar.
I'm Sam. I play drums.
And you guys had a really good set today. I mean, I could see that the 10 people in the front were really into it, like, you know, headbanging along. So, like, and it's your first time playing Oceaga. So what's this experience been like for you? What has Oceaga been like for you? It's your first time playing.
It's been pretty crazy. Like no show we've ever played before. The hospitality is nuts. I had no idea what to expect, but I don't know. It's crazy. It's crazy right now.
Yeah. It's been pretty unreal. I don't know. It's kind of like something that we could have only like really dreamt of. And I don't know. It's we're having a good time. We're stoked to be here. There was a lot of people like with shirts, like merch and stuff. So that was really cool to see that people actually like were excited to come check out our set and show some support. So that means a lot.
Yeah. Like a really big like thank you to like the staff. Like I think that they did an amazing job, and they were like really helpful with all of our problems, which is like really really nice.
And it was like you were saying, really cool to see people in the shirts for you guys, because like when you come to a festival, you could rep any of the bands on the line, but they chose to rep you guys.
Yeah. I think it's like really unbelievable that we got this opportunity. We're really thankful for it. And I think it's like a really cool opportunity. I don't know if I answered your question or unless.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
And I've heard from a lot of people that you guys are really important to the Montreal scene of like young punks and people who don't fit in, who are coming up and finding shows to go to for the first time. So like, how do you kind of build your shows to be these like inclusive places where people feel like they really want to attend?
Well, that's always like, that's what we try to be, as accessible as possible and welcoming, you know. It can be very intimidating to go to like a punk show specifically, you know. People sometimes have these really scary outfits and stuff. So we just try to always keep it like diverse, you know, not be easygoing, make sure that everybody's having a good time, being safe, just being aware. I think we're really lucky in Montreal since it's a small, big city, so everyone's kind of really close. There's a big sense of community and of family and like of looking out for each other and helping out between the bands and just the people attending the shows and stuff. Yeah, that's cool.
We try to do a lot of that we did ourselves because it wasn't always inclusive like that, and it wasn't always super like friendly to get in and find shows and do all this thing like that. So it was important to us to like kind of start making our own shows and doing that shit ourselves and bringing all our friends, no matter who you are, and all of your friends' friends and all your friends' friends and all of those people. So it's just always been what we love the most.
Especially for younger bands, like when we started, we were underage, so it was really hard to find a place where we could play that wasn't like a bar and we could play bars. So it was a lot of, you know, getting organized between ourselves and putting out shows like in parks and churches, whatever we could do it. Yeah, all ages venues. So, yeah, that's it. All ages and DIY. DIY is the
DIY
key.
For life.
Yeah. DIY.
Okay.
Pretty much. We got it. Mike said 15 minutes. Mike said 10 minutes, 15 minutes ago. So we got it.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's finish with one last question. What's coming up for you guys? Tours? Recordings? What's happening?
Recordings.
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 Yeah, we're gonna try and drop an album or something. Or maybe not an album, but we'll see.
We're cooking. We're always cooking.
Always cooking. Always
in the
cooking.
Kitchen. That's where we're.
Yeah. And for the people out there in the crowds that had the little zines, if you scan a QR code, I think you might have a little surprise.
Okay.
Did you get a zine?
I did not.
Oh, there you go.
Okay,
that's
thank
yours.
Thank you. I've got the zine now. And when you guys drop the album, you drop singles, come talk to us again.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay, amazing.
The best way to check what we're up to is our Instagram, No Waves. You can check us out there. And yeah.
Okay. Amazing. Thank you, guys.
Everything's changing, everything's dying. Keep me- Change your Morning, everyone. It is the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC, and beautiful day today. I just want to remind everyone it's gorgeous out there, and we have Verge on the line, which I don't believe you've been on the Indie Wake Up Call for a little while, Verge, and we're happy to have you here. How is it going for you today?
Good. How are you, Cindy?
We're great. And I look, everyone was excited when you put this up on Instagram. Was it, I think, back in like March, maybe? That there is something being presented, Wolf Island Music Festival. And I love that we're talking about it today and it's all sold out. So it's kind of like snooze and you lose. But I wanted to get you on here because I'm getting a lot of questions about this and what is going on and just how we got to this day, because I'm so excited. We're going to be back on the island tomorrow night. We've got Winter Sleep, Luella, and Boyhood at St. Margaret's Hall. I'm kind of telling everybody already, but maybe you can take me back to what brought you to bringing back the Wolf Island Music Festival?
Well, that's a great question, actually. You know, I'd put it on the shelf due to like the pandemic, and then the ferry is coming into the winter dock, which is quite far away from the village, is where the festival used to take place. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't know. You know, it's sort of like really up in the air. And then Winter Sleep actually approached me about doing a small run of dates. And they have such a long history with the festival. They've been coming even just as like audience members when they weren't even playing. They'd come to the festival. We just have a great time together, and they love the festival. So they'd offered me to come play on the same weekend that I always do the festival. And I was like, I don't want to do a show in a bar. I want to do it on the island. Mm-hmm. So I've kind of created more of a boutique-y style festival where it's just like in a hall. It's very intimate. It's not the large scale anymore. It's I have a great big huge tent outside where we have drinks and food and the DJ happening. And then inside we have the music. So it's not weather dependent anymore. And it's just a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. It's good times in the little hall. So I've got a stage there, and yeah.
We know the hall. Like anyone who's been to the Wolf Island Music Festival knows it's a pretty special place. But I want to know what the Islanders are saying, because they've always been a big part of attending the festival and just having it in their memories. But what's been their reaction? Because you're right. You could have just said Winter Sleep's playing at this date. But you put the Wolf Island Music Festival banner over top of it.
Mm-hmm.
What was the reaction?
Great.
Yeah.
Very supportive. Yeah. Actually, a lot of the Islanders that I know that live around me on the island are coming. So they're all coming. They all came to me while I wasn't doing it saying, when are you doing it? We really miss it. It's like a weekend we really look forward to. So a lot of the people attending it are from the island. And I also know that there are people traveling to the island from it, from different towns, not just Kingston, but from different areas, Toronto and area, coming because they just love the festival and they're coming back for it. So it's kind of great.
I feel like I've been explaining to a lot of post-COVID concert goers, like, this is a very special thing that a lot of us miss. And I know that this might be seen as a one-off, and I'm going there, Virg, but is this more of a stepping stone to what can happen in the future? Or I know all those variables you mentioned. Don't laugh. Yeah. Don't laugh. You're getting this. I know you're getting this from everybody. But yeah, like, I know the variables have to be there. You mentioned the ferry. We've talked about this forever. But let's imagine all those ducks are in a row. Is this something that could have a new life?
Yeah, this is definitely a stepping stone. I'm throwing it out there to see how it's going to work, you know, with the ferry still coming into the winter dock. But we have a bus that brings everyone to the village, and you can just walk up the hill and you're at St. Margaret's. So it's still going to work that way. And I just want to see how it goes. So this is a stepping stone one night. Normally I do it two nights. I'll always have it at the hall now. I just love that kind of vibe and kind of small, intimate show. So I think that will always be the kind of format. But yeah, this is definitely, we'll see how it goes. But I think this might lead up to having an event yearly. We'll see.
We'll see. Exactly. No pressure. Like, I know for people who go to these festivals, it's like, yeah, when can I go and have fun? Whereas putting on a festival is quite something else. We all appreciate that. And I think we've always said thank you for putting yourself out there for this. Cause I know, like, over all of the years of putting this on, there've been so many challenges, and to see this poster made us so happy. Like, just take me through the poster. Everybody's looking at it. There will be some on site from what I understand.
Yeah, I actually have them sitting on my kitchen table right now. They're beautiful, beautiful silk screen posters. Yeah. The artist is actually originally from Kingston, Mark Odette. And he lives in Ottawa now, but he's a Kingstonian. And I usually get Judd Haynes from Newfoundland, who played in Winter Sleep, which is the irony. He did the poster for many, many years with me, but now he's a superstar graphic artist, high demand. And so I took it to Mark, and we came up with this concept of the meteor coming down onto the new ferry. It's a lot of fun.
That's actually hilarious.
So kind of waking the island up a little bit.
Yeah, so. I think it will. Like, I think that's a really good metaphor. We are going to wake up the island a bit, and they're ready. They're ready. Like, I love that I'm going to look out and see a lot of people that we know, the core of the Wolf Island family, but ready for more, for sure. Now, we know here on our show how vibrant the local music scene is, and picking local artists. I know when the festival was bigger, you had a few more slots, but you picked Luella and Boyhood. Take us through that for a minute.
Well, what I love about, I don't know if you guys know this, but Luella, they have a cottage on Simcoe Island.
Yes.
Which is the sister island to Wolf Island.
I think one of her videos was filmed there.
Yes, it was. Yes. And that's not far from where I stay on the island too. So it only made sense to have, like, we often have, like, Wolf Island participates, like playing. That we've had that long history of having an island artist come and play. So it only made sense. And Luella's just a little superstar right now, playing, you know, all kinds of festivals. She's going to Pop Montreal, I see, this fall. So that's super exciting. And then Boyhood, Kaylee is incredible and just lives north of Kingston. I'm a big fan of Boyhood. I've had Kaylee in the past at the festival a few years ago. And I'm just a fan, like, super fan. So it kind of just musically aligned, I think. And then we've got Winter Sleep. I think it's a pretty awesome lineup.
It is. And again, I love being in this place where we can just tell people it's happening, but if they didn't get a ticket, too bad for you. It's a great lesson to get those tickets early for whatever is going on. Now, what are you up to this fall? What's going on musically?
Oh, my goodness.
Give me some information here. You got us.
Oh, wow. Well, Flying V is what I'm going to be up to, which is my concert promotion company, Flying V Productions. And I've got a really amazing lineup and still more to come to be announced that I haven't announced yet. So I've got starting off with Elliot Brood, who I haven't done a show with in a long time, September 7th at the Broom Factory. And they're like a Kingston favorite, definitely. So, and have played the festival too. I've got Too Many Zoos coming in September at the Blue Martini. I don't know if you've seen them. Have you seen them, Cindy?
No.
Super famous out of New York City. They kind of got their, they played in the subways, and it's like instrumental saxophone, trumpet, drums. And it's just a groove, funk party, dance party. Like, no one stops dancing the whole time. Like, it's just amazing. Yeah. And then I've got, let's see, I've got Jake Vandalin, who's an amazing up-and-coming superstar, alt-country. Plays kind of like what you would think at the Grand Ole Opry. Just this gorgeous baritone vocals, like Johnny Cash mixed with, I don't know, something a little bit, you know, classic country, like just, and it, I'm really super excited about it. I'm actually doing a matinee show for that, which on a Sunday. So I think that'd be a lot of fun because people are kind of gravitating to matinees now.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, Tom Savage is a big matinee guy. And he said that people are coming.
Yeah, they kind of like that afternoon show versus the really late night show. And that's what I love about the Broom Factory. We start all the shows there like at 7:30 p.m. And they're all ages, which is so nice to have for the Broom Factory. And they've been very helpful to help me put my shows on there. So, and then I have a lot more, like, you name it.
But we will name it.
Joel Plaskett, Joff Roy, Field Guide. Oh, I have, Andy Shaw is coming to the Spire. The Spire now has a liquor license.
The Spire has a liquor license. We did not know that. I did not know that. That is fantastic news.
Yes.
And Andy Shaw, like, that's wonderful.
That's a big name.
That's a big one. That's going to be so good.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I have more, but we can go on for hours.
You're going to have to come in and do a show takeover with us, and we'll just do the whole fall lineup.
That would be fun, actually. Play like a few tracks of upcoming music that's coming. That'd be fun.
We're down for that. Well, Virg, it's great to hear from you. I know you've got a very busy day, and it's wonderful you'll be able to take some time to talk to us this morning. I'll see you on the island tomorrow night.
Yeah.
All right.
You're
what are we coming out with, guys?
We'll come out with some We'll Just Leave. We'll play a bit of America. Thanks for joining us, Virg.
Oh, thank you so much. It's so great to talk to you guys.
All right. Talk soon.
Talk soon. Okay. Bye-bye.
Lover, don't be sad. Think of the time we had. The moment's truer now. To the moment dies. What am I gonna do? I can't survive on my America. If the worst is true, is it just a waste of time? You love to dance, but you don't know how. It doesn't mean that we can't try.
I'm gonna face my demons, even if it breaks my legs, even if it breaks my spirit, walking around downtown all day. We all got our own reasons, all got bills to pay. One day, son, you'll get it straight and you won't have to walk this way. Wake up and place your bets. Wake up and wait in line. One day you'll pay off all your debt. I know it ain't the time. Changing with the seasons, going it all alone. I got friends and when I see them, it feels like coming home. Yes, it does. Grab a drink, come on by. Place your bets and get in line. Even losers get to try from time to time. Get it right. Ain't that a sweet thought? Sweetheart, I ain't one to lie. Myself a place off a highway 5 mountain road someday, but not today. Find myself some peace of mind just behind my eyes. There's a bluebird waiting to sing her song, and I'm gonna let her fly. Let her fly. Well, I used to let her out at night when everyone's asleep. In my dreams, it's broad daylight, and I let her kiss my cheek. Never thought I'd be the man that I am today. Hey, here I am, despite my plans, I think I'm here to stay.
Sealed by a true love's kiss. Embers in the air, flickers everywhere. A fire you just can't miss. Now the older I get, the more I reminisce. I want it sincerely, so I'm still daydreaming. I see it so clearly. If you're out there, I'll come find. Is naive if I think it's all real. That when you know, you just know the butterflies you feel. It's not out of touch if what I want is something that I feel. When he's the one, I'll be done, my heart forever sealed. I'm not one to be patient, but I'll patiently wait. What's the point of a romance if it's not there? Perfectly bright. When I fall in love, all the sparks will fly. lighting up the sky like the fireworks on the 4th of July. The city will ignite.
Coming up next, I'm not sure how many people are going to know this, but we'll try and see what we can get out of the people we've got in the studio, because we've got a bit of a crowd. There's today's show brought to you by Almost. So there's me, Ru, Hayden's here, Cindy's here, Ruby's also joined us, and that's our crew. So we'll see if we get the song.
Thursday night. In the city, that sounds nice. Talking shop with my colleagues. Did we do the same degree? You said less to me all week. Got to go, I'm in a league. That's alright, that's alright. If the money is alright. 22 grand job. In the city, it's alright. 22 grand job. In the city, it's alright. 22 grand job. In the city, that sounds nice. It's alright, it's alright. In the city, it's alright. 22 grand job. 22 grand job. 22 grand job. 22 grand job. In the city, that sounds nice. Huh.
sure. I'm scared of nothing. No, no, no. I'm scared of nothing. Yeah, for sure. I'm scared of nothing. No, no, no. Fuck it.
Good God, I say we gon' live forever. pushing past the break of dawn. A million little lights cheering me on. Taking in the Emerald Bay. I'm gonna ride a brand new wave today. Your melancholy blues in my heart. Not even a trace. Stories on the shore.